You're in the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So neighbors, on the last episode of the Paracast, we heard from Chris and then we didn't because he was on the road and wasn't able to get a consistent connection. What happened, Chris?
I was on the road and traveling through mountains, up and down canyons, and dropping phone calls every 10 minutes. Not even.
These are the problems with the cell phone system in the United States. Very inefficient.
Well, been on the move, so, you're on the move. You do the best you can. Couldn't even understand half of what was being said because of the road noise and everything. So I felt like I was just kind of on the side, really.
I'm sure if you heard the final broadcast, you'll know that Nancy Talbot got a little testy with us.
Yeah, she did. Not a good sign.
Let's give the background here. So, for example, on the previous episode with Nancy, the first one, she spent a lot of time setting up the episode in the sense of the material she wanted to cover. She sent me a long letter and Chris showing the various crop circle cases she wanted to talk about and the evidence. I know, Chris, you had a conversation of about an hour or more with her about this.
Mm-hmm, I did. Yeah, and we agreed that that we should really concentrate on the diagnostic work that BLT Research had been involved with for 20 years now and hold the Robert scenario to the very end and talk about that strange kind of whitish powder that she claimed was rather anomalous and found, within some of these strange events, crop circle sites, and the burnt mark on the porch, I think, was the first one that you mentioned that left behind this material.
Halfway through the episode, there's Robert. The rest of the episode, all she'd talk about is Robert. In other words, she changed the plan.
Yep.
She wanted to stage manage the episode in the sense of what we were going to discuss. And I have no problem with that. If a guest familiar with the subject wants to focus on certain areas, okay, we'll do that. Doesn't mean we'll ask the questions they want us to ask, but we'll do our best to focus on the areas that we plan to discuss for everybody's enlightenment.
Yeah.
Halfway into the episode, she's on Robert. So I said, you know what? If we're going to talk about Robert, let's get him on the show. She's been talking about Robert incessantly.
Do a whole show. Yeah.
Do a whole show with Robert.
That's what you wish for.
Well, what happened here is, I guess, she tried to stage manage that a little bit, too.
Yeah.
So, for example, every so often she'd interrupt me, maybe that's not what we planned to talk about. Well, the only plan we had was to ask him questions, and if he had problems understanding the question or he couldn't explain everything in detail because of the language problem, she would help.
It didn't work out that way. It didn't. I haven't even had a chance, really, Gene, to sit down and really closely listen to the show. But based on the comments that erupted on the forum, I don't think very many people were impressed. Didn't sound like the show went over too well with our forum posters. But boy, it sure generated a lot of debate, a lot of posts, that's for sure.
Well, one of the things here, of course, is the first objection they had was the obvious attempts of Nancy to stage manage the show. That didn't give her brownie points at all. They didn't like that. Obviously, I wouldn't accept it. She tried to move the conversation one way. I would move it in the area that I'm going to move it because, I'm the host. You're the co-host. It's our show. It's not her show. And we will ask what we're going to ask. I mean, if we agree to do something, we'll do it. But we didn't agree to let her stage manage that show. And then, for example, at one point where she was saying, well, just check the site for the evidence, and I said, no, you need to explain it because people don't have time to check every reference. They want to hear everything on the show, not read the book, go to the site, next question. And during one of the segments where we had that little tussle, between that segment and the next, she's starting to say that our listeners are stupid. That's gone too far.
Wow, I missed that part. Boy, I'm actually kind of glad I did because I would have launched on her because we have arguably the some of the smarter listeners in this whole realm out there, and I would really take exception to that comment.
I also, by the way, and I told you this, but I'll explain to our listeners, after the show is over, I send a very friendly letter to Nancy saying, you know what, your site would look more credible if some of the more questionable pieces of evidence about Robert Vandenbroek were taken out. What we're talking about here is they've got these alleged spirit photos where you have a picture of some figure showing up in a picture of her room. She says the room was empty, there was nobody there, but if you look at the picture, it looks like a cutout, like a paper doll cutout from a magazine or something. And if you look at the picture, it looks like the cutout or image is much sharper than the room around it. Okay? And obviously, what happens if you dangle a tiny picture in front of a camera's lens? More than likely, it will have a sharper focus than the stuff behind it, which is many feet away. This is what it looks like.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one of the problems. Another problem is this photo called Mudman, or several photos. And we're seeing, for example, that Reader's Digest magazine had these Mudman photos, pictures of this Mudman. And suddenly, they end up in these alleged spirit photos. Spirit photos, I mean that he takes a digital camera, holds the digital camera, and suddenly you photograph a blank room or a field, and something shows up that supposedly wasn't there. But in this case, her argument is if you take those images and you look at the originals and you try to align the two images, she talked about this on our April 22nd episode in detail, they don't line up perfectly. The registration is off. She doesn't understand that in Photoshop, you can tilt the image. You can blur it, sharpen it, enlarge it, reduce it. It's clay. You can take it on the pixel level, the tiniest pieces of data in that picture, and do whatever you want with it. It doesn't have to match 100%. Photoshop is not a photocopying machine. It's an image editing program. She doesn't understand.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand how the guy is doing this. There's account after account after account of witnesses right there with him, and he's able to pull this off. And when I posted on the forums that I thought that the case, you know, had a tricksterish quality to it, so there I went, Gene, I used that word again. I really do feel that, you know, some independent investigation should be done with the guy to verify once and for all whether this is an elaborate, well-pulled-off hoax or a series of hoaxes, or whether there is something real behind it. I think the fact that the pictures look so primitive and the results of these supposed photographic anomalies are so suspect-looking, that kind of tells me, number one, if it's not a hoax, then why is it being presented, these photos being presented by whatever force is allegedly doing this? Why is it being presented so in such a primitive fashion? And I just find that very intriguing, and I really think that Nancy should step back from the case. It's my personal opinion. She's too enfranchised in the case. She has become a part of the case. She's claiming that things are happening around her. Well, when that happens, I think it's really important for any investigator to take a step back, bring in other independent people, which she has attempted to do from time to time, but she keeps being pulled back in, and she's becoming an apologist. And like you said, a stage manager of this very interesting guy. And I think in the sense of doing good investigative work, that she should not be so closely tied to it. And she should bring in people to verify these results.
We have the situation here where I try to impress upon Nancy that, speaking as somebody who's worked in the graphics arts business for many, many years, longer than many people have been alive, I know something of this stuff, and these photos don't pass muster. You've got to try to concentrate on other stuff, and boy, you talk about being defensive.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, and I think that you know, bears out what I was saying before about becoming too attached to the whole situation and not, you know, allowing yourself to take a step back and be more objective about it.
We're going to take a step back for a second here and more discussion like this with Gene and Chris. You're in
Paracast.
You know, we develop trust in the people we know, but we don't really know someone we can't see. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It's a simple online meeting service. It's GoToMeeting by Citrix. All it takes is a webcam and a click to instantly collaborate. You can start hosting your own face-to-face online meetings today with GoToMeeting. You can try it free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to dreamhost.com/radio, dreamhost.com/radio.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Chris is on location this week again, but fortunately he's at a place where the quality of the audio is better and he's not driving among mountaintops, hanging up there on the side of ledges. Is that what was happening?
Yeah, it went through a storm system.
Started to think that maybe it was like Tom Cruise in those Mission Impossible movies where he's hanging from the top of tall buildings or mountaintops and jumping and leaping. But right now we're talking about another kind of leaping, the leaping of the logic, the leaping of the logic of Nancy Talbot And I don't want to just insult her or anything. I don't think that's fair. We're trying to.
No, I like Nancy. I think that she's doing an admirable job as a layman trying to explain to the public the kind of scientific work that BLT Research has been doing. And I don't care what some of the detractors on the forum say. They have been doing good scientific work on the classical phenomenon, and they did a catamulation study, and they've done other studies. You can't throw the baby out with the bathwater if one of their investigations that may have put into question the work. I don't think you should discount the entire body of work.
Basically, the philosophy being here, the long and short of it, Chris, is that if a person makes a mistake in their research, does that mean that everything they do has to be thrown out? Because in that case, no researcher will ever pass muster. I mean, should we throw out the entire UFO mystery because 95% of all the things reported are conventional in some way or a small portion hoaxes? I think what our listeners are talking about here in their forums is that in one particular instance, Nancy reported about some anomalous substance in connection with a crop circle that was later shown to be a fake. That the people who faked it confessed. And therefore, if she made a mistake there, well, maybe everything she's done through her entire life should be suspect. I don't think that's fair. But I would point out that after I tried to have this exchange with Nancy, she said, don't write me anymore.
Really? After you sent the follow-up letter?
I tried a couple of follow-ups. And the basic thing is, I have my experts. You don't know anything. How dare you? The people just need to look at our evidence. And if you don't believe it, I don't care. Basically, I don't want to hear the truth. You know, I'm trying to help her. I was trying to say, look, we're not trying to denigrate all your work, but this particular evidence about Robert Vandenbroek, it doesn't pass muster. There are other explanations. And we look at, for example, one thing that we disclosed on the show, and it's not something unknown. A number of people in our forums have realized this, that these days Robert has a close friend named Stan, a former mentalist and also a computer guru. Now, a mentalist is somebody who will go on a stage and do what is called a cold reading, pretend to read your personality, read your mind, and know things about you. And the reason they call it cold reading is because the person has a good sense of voice inflection, body language, etc. Also, apparently, they do their research. So, for example, someone writes in, the allegation is they'll look at that person's profile on Google and come up with the information, and one of the alleged exposés has it that one of the errors in an online profile or information about somebody ended up in one of Robert's readings, which would reveal the source.
You never did get a chance to talk about that either, did you?
I thought about it, but that's a very complicated thing to explain. Robert has, at best, an average or somewhat below average grasp of the language. And to explain, you do an online search, you see somebody's personality. I thought getting into that would be complicated, and all he has to say is, no, I didn't do it that way. It's a coincidence or something like that. And maybe once is a coincidence if it happened four or five times. I would think there's a trend. I just didn't think with one particular case it was enough. I just think that the revelation that he's working with this guy named Stan is enough to say, well, this guy can allow him to fake things.
Yeah, that wasn't a smart move to bring him on the air. I think that was rather ill-advised of them, because now the cat's out of the bag. Just because Robert isn't a computer expert, his best friend is, and his best friend is also, as you pointed out, you know, a mentalist. He has a background in fooling people, in creating scenarios that seem high strange, but there's an explanation behind them. So that I felt that was not well advised on their part to bring him on or to acknowledge that he was even there. Good catch, Sergey.
Thank you. We lucked into it because he was sneezing in the background. Maybe he wanted to be caught. But here's the thing to bear in mind. Now, Nancy's argument will be that you hand Robert this camera, and he shoots a picture and some unknown image shows up. But, yeah, you know, there's sleight of hand. There's misdirection. Because, you know, people will remember.
Maybe I should go there.
Well, we have a couple of our listeners, by the way, who live in Europe, have offered.
Uh-huh.
But I think somebody who knows sleight of hand knows the tricks. And one of the tricks of the magician, and I'm not a professional magician, but one of the tricks is misdirection. It is focus someone's attention on something else while you're pulling the stunt. So maybe Nancy remembers handing him the camera, and suddenly he takes the picture. But maybe Stan is doing something on the other end of the room, and Robert is putting the cutout in front of the picture, and he's saying, oh, look what happened over there, or, you know, looks like it's going to rain. Look up in the sky or something. You see the moon, the stars, whatever. Misdirection. And normally, people aren't going to remember that. They're going to remember handing him the camera, having him shoot the picture. How could he have done that? Misdirection.
Well, again, I think we really, you know, it's impossible for us to determine in hindsight exactly what happened. But it does make sense that there is some sort of sleight of hand, some sort of misdirection going on. If these photographs indeed are hoax, again, I think we need independent verification of this case. I think it should be done with people who are aware of how these things can be faked. And if they really want it to be taken seriously, I think that's the only way that this whole thing should proceed. And, you know, I've been wondering, Gene, over the years where some of these photographs have leaked out, what is the motivation behind some sort of force or entity to have some of these silly images? Or Nazi soldiers, or, you know, little, look like Roy Harryhausen claymation. Even if this stuff is real and it's happening, why is it happening? And what does it mean? It, to me, it's nonsensical. There's no, it's like foolish, to use a tricksterish term. It doesn't make sense to me.
The other possibility raised, of course, is that maybe early on Robert had some real experiences and then got his 15 minutes of fame and maybe fabricated some. Like he said, you know, Billy Meyer. Speaking of ghost-like images, though, that's what we're going to talk about this week. We've got Mark Phillips. He's producer of a TV show on Biography Channel in the U.S. called My Ghost Stories, which he tells me is getting really record ratings. Now, this is, of course, a reality show about ghost stories. And obviously, we're going to ask him questions, you know, about how do you know some of the things that are happening are real or Memorex. And we have a lot of questions from our listeners, a lot of interest in this episode. The show, again, is called My Ghost Story. And here in the USA, of course, if you have cable or satellite television, you can see My Ghost Story on the Biography Channel. The producer, Mark Phillips, joining Gene and Chris on the next segment. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack of the Rockaways. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockaways lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans the galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockaways is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockaways, a novel in the grand science fiction tradition.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
We're joined by Mark Phillips. He's producer of a TV show called My Ghost Story for Biography Channel. Mark, welcome to the Paracast.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Mark, let's get our listeners acquainted with who you are and what you're about. How did you get started in producing a show about paranormal events?
Well, I've been interested in it for a long time, and I don't know if you remember a paranormal investigator by the name of Peter James. He's a very famous, famous guy.
Yeah.
He passed away from cancer about 6-7 years ago. And somebody introduced him to me, God, it must have been 20 years ago, and he took me on a private tour of the Queen Mary. He took me way down into the bowels of the Queen Mary, where the morgue was and the swimming pool, and it was totally amazing. It was freaky. The stuff that I experienced. He and I knocked around a few ideas and, you know, this and that, and but I always got involved in other shows and sort of put it to the side.
Now, I want to ask you before we go on, what kind of freaky stuff? Can you give us kind of an overview?
Hot and cold patches of air, weird, bizarre smells, banging on the side of the ship as if it came from nowhere. Stuff like that.
So you're not just a hired hand who they needed somebody to do a paranormal show and they said, Mark, here's a good gig for you. This is something you've had a real interest in.
Yeah, but I'm not a hired hand. In fact, I'll tell you a story.
Sure.
The last show that I was involved in as a hired hand was Ghost Hunters. I actually was the co-executive producer the first 2 hours. I helped invent how that thing looked, and I was fired. And I moved on. I got my own show. And at that point, I said, no more hired hand. I only produce shows when my company can produce them. So I don't get caught up in the politics. This show came about in 2008. I had done a very intense project for, it was a special. It was supposed to be a series. It ended up just as a special for Court TV, which has become True TV. Called Inside Predator Task Force, and it was basically a a sex crimes task force, and we arrested 15 guys, and it was just an amazing show, and it got amazing numbers, and somebody at A&E saw it, and they got a hold of me and said, gee, that's really, this was the quote, gee, that's really good sticky television. Is there something you'd like to do for us? And I said, well, I wouldn't mind doing another cop show. And they did buy a cop project from me. And I also told them about a show that I was thinking about called, and I called it Hauntings Revealed. And basically I described it as, you know, there are a lot of people out there who have had these amazing paranormal experiences, and they've actually captured them on tape or Polaroids or, you know, taking pictures of this stuff. And they said, oh, that sounds interesting. So I sent them a reel with some materials that I'd found. And they circled around it for a while and then passed. And then in August of 2008, they called me and said, can you do that show, that paranormal show? We want to call it My Ghost Story. And I said, sure. And they said, but you have to deliver it by Halloween, which was a practically impossible task to do a really good hour of television and only have, you know, basically a month and a half to do it. Oh, man. But I, because it was the end of August when they called. So what they described to me was brilliant, because the A&E is really the Rolls Royce of cable networks. This particular exec said to me, think of it as this. A bunch of people sitting around a campfire telling ghost stories and then showing their evidence. And I went, oh, yeah, okay. I get it. I totally get it. It's basically what I wanted to do, but you know, just their take on it was so branded. And they said, and make it look like I survived, which is, if you watch Bio, it's on Sunday nights. It's quite a good, quite a compelling show, but visually a bit dull. So I followed the model that they wanted, and I delivered in time. The stories that I delivered them were kind of low-hanging fruit. They were easy to get. And but even as I was delivering it, I didn't like it because it didn't have a great look to it, the kind of look that I try to bring to a television show.
Can you explain to our listeners what you mean by a great look so they understand?
Well, it was flat. It was the storytellers were all shot against in black limbo, and the way that the evidence was introduced and the way the B-roll was shot, it was just all done very quickly, and just I didn't have time to polish it. So we delivered it. They ran it at Halloween 2008, and they got a great number. But the head of the network said, you know what, it may be a good number, but the show doesn't look very good. So the exec who oversaw it on my behalf sort of got on bended knee and said, listen, Mark delivered it way too fast, and I he's given me a plan of what he wants to really make it look like, and let's give him another special. So they did. They gave me another special. And I, in terms of the look, I knocked it out of the park because I had it figured out perfectly. And by the way, I can't take all the credit myself. I had to give some credit to my co-EP here, a fellow by the name of Hootie Ayalon, who really helped me hone the look. And Hootie's a former editor, so he really gets it. And so we delivered the second one. Again, it got great ratings. And the network was thrilled with what it looked like. And we've got on from there. They have, you know, ordering series and more series, and away I go. It should be noted, I got a call from the network telling me that last Saturday's episodes, at which ran here at 7 and 8 and in the East Coast at 9 and 10, performed the highest ratings in the history, in that time slot in the history of Bio.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Are you able to give us some numbers as to what one expects to be the audience of a show like this on Saturday night?
North of 600,000 homes.
Okay. So we're talking about something
which is truly a marvelous number for Bio on a Saturday night.
Well, it's truly a marvelous number on Saturday night. You know, Saturday night is on commercial TV, regular TV networks. You know, they're lucky on the biggest shows to get 1 or 2 million sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
So that is a pretty high number. So people have to put that in perspective. We're talking about people choosing amongst the 400,000 cable shows they've got to see your show.
I've told you a million times. Don't exaggerate.
Well, maybe 500,000 times you told me that, and I believe it. But one of the things we want to get into before we talk about case histories and answer questions from our listeners is in creating the kind of look of the show, which we understand has to look good. It's not just the content.
Right.
But with a reality show, you've got an hour or something like that to present this. What do you sacrifice in compressing the time to fit a TV show?
I don't think we sacrifice anything. I mean, we tell five stories in an hour. We used to tell six. And that first episode that I told you about, there were actually eight stories in it, which was one of the problems because you couldn't explore it deep enough. And
even fiction.
But also in that first episode, we had way too many storytellers. Sometimes on one story, and it's a great story, out of Oklahoma City, we had four storytellers. It's just confusing. We never have more than two storytellers a story.
Otherwise, it's kind of a situation where the camera's cutting back and forth and it gets everything to be very confusing.
Exactly, yeah.
And I don't know anything about that because I produce radio, not TV. And believe me,
it's the same thing. I mean,
sure.
You know, doing a round table on radio is rough.
It really is.
I was saying it's impossible.
Right, to do a round table. Yeah, you're
sure.
It's hard enough on.
Let's take a few seconds to pull this off. If you want to get in touch with us, there are several ways. One is to write us, news@thepowercast.com. Once again, that's news@thepowercast.com. On Twitter, we are The Powercast, @ThePowercast on Twitter, if you want to send us a tweet. Or check our forums, forum.thepowercast.com, forum.thepowercast.com. We have Mark Phillips, producer of Myco's Story for the Biography Channel. With Gene and Chris, you're in
The Powercast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Powercast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Powercast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Powercast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.thepowercast.com, store.thepowercast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X-large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Powercast. If you go to store.thepowercast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to faketv.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use fake TV.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
This is Kurt Seven, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris, you're in the Paracast. Mark Phillips joining us. He's producer of My Ghost Story, and we're talking about the background of the show. You know, how they put the things together, how it came to be. And he was telling us on a previous segment that this has become a major, major show for Biography Channel in terms of the number of people who listen to it. Before we go into the way you assemble the episodes, what is there about ghost stories that attracts people so much?
Well, I think that the number is 70% of folks out there in America believe, not necessarily in ghosts, but that there's something else going on in our lives. And so people are fascinated by it. And yeah, I wouldn't doubt that skeptics kind of like to watch it as well because they like to make fun of it. I mean, I was told at Sci-Fi, I was at a pitch at Sci-Fi, and I was told that the majority of the audience of Ghost Hunters are people who like to make fun of it, which I thought was hilarious.
Well, it kind of devolved.
It's actually a really good show.
Yeah, it really has devolved. It's tough having to come up with new, exciting, goosebump-producing stuff week after week.
Yeah, it is.
Now, that's the next question to ask, of course, is how do you get your material? Do you look at published reports of stories? Do people contact you and say, hey, this happened to me when I was a kid, I need to tell you about this?
Yeah, well, we have researchers who are out there and exploring the Internet with various search tools, finding stories. And then there are, I think we have a database of something like 1,600 or 1,700 ghost hunter or, you know, ghost investigation, paranormal investigation groups that we reach out to. We also have a lot of really good stories submitted to us through the bio website. So any of your listeners can go to the bio website and submit a story. Or they can submit it to us directly. If you don't mind, I'll give you the email address you go to. It's myghoststory@mppt.tv. And again, myghoststory@mppt.tv.
Okay, so that's T like in TV, right? Mark, that's T like in TV, right?
Yeah, T as in TV, yeah.
Okay, but I guess the biggest question, first of all right, you're getting all these stories. How do you vet them? How do you separate the stuff from people who say, you know what, I have this story, but it's really something they made up? Or maybe something that a parent told them, and they're just telling stories. How do you separate the wheat from the chaff?
Well, you got to remember on our show, a story is only a story when the storyteller has some evidence. So the first thing we want to know is, you know, what's the evidence? And then our researchers get into it and they find, you know, we talk to the people, we have them either send us some tape on themselves or we interview them over Skype. And you know, my producers have a good eye for who they think is a good storyteller and who they may think is making something up. There aren't a lot of people out there making stuff up. We have had a couple of instances. And then there are other elements that fall into place in the story in terms of what these people's personal background is. You know, what happened to their mother, father, sister, brother, because sometimes that's what has triggered this event in their lives. Or that there's some kind of historical significance to the place where this event took place. And there's a lot of that out there, and that's really, really fascinating stuff. I really love that. The best stories, in my mind, come from just regular, everyday folk who have had this experience. And sometimes they don't realize the significance of it until it happens over and over again. And they ask an investigator to look into it. The investigator comes in, looks into it, and ends up recording bizarre images and recording sounds. And then a light goes off in the head. Wow. So when we tell that story, we have the original person who uncovered the event, and then have an investigator be the second storyteller. But I just so love it when both storytellers are just regular old folk. It really comes across.
Have you ever had a situation here where you ran something on the show and then you learn maybe a week, a month, a year later, wait a minute, you know, this wasn't real, was it?
You know what? We haven't had that. We have not. We have had some situations where we got into the story and even recorded something about the story and then said, hey, you know what? This is hinky. And we just drop it. We've had that a few times, and it becomes patently obvious once you've done so many of these stories as we have. It becomes patently obvious why they're doing it. They're trying to promote either their group, or they're trying to promote a particular place that they own and that they want people to come to because it's sexier, because it's haunted. So it becomes obvious to us.
Yeah, I found that too. I've been a long time a field investigator, and since about 2004, I've been doing quite a number of haunted site investigations, and it's pretty apparent when, you know, an inn owner or a bar owner or maybe a hotel owner, a restaurant owner is trying to drum up business for a place and uses the old, it's haunted, you know, using that adage. And I have run into that. It's you would think you'd run into it more, but
yeah. Well, you just hit the head. You just hit the head with the hammer there, because that's exactly the kind of places that I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. And I would suspect that you would find more of this type of self promotion or place promotion. But I've been fortunate, at least with the groups that I've worked with and associates, their work, it's not as prevalent as you would think, but it is out there.
And, of course, as you're probably aware, there are many, many inns and taverns and bars that there has been paranormal activity at. In fact, there's a book, about a 1,000-page book called Bottles of Booze, as in B-O-O-S. And there's just thousands of places that claim to be haunted.
Yeah, yeah. Especially if you go over to Europe or in England,
which we are doing, by the way.
Yeah, I bet.
Your audience may want to know that we're starting to do international episodes. Actually, international stories that will be featured in the episodes. In fact, we just did our first one with a family from England, and there's some fascinating stories in England and Ireland, Scotland, Wales. We're doing another one in Australia.
Wow, nice. Hey, the budget's
also
getting a little bigger then, huh?
Yeah, and also a few in Canada. Well, my ghost story, the episodes that we produce here in Los Angeles are shown all over the world on A&E and non-A&E stations. And there's also that what we call a two my ghost story formats that are being produced. One is in Singapore, that's for Southeast Asia, and the other is being produced out of Buenos Aires for Latin America. In fact, the Latin America one is aired already. So it's really been a success in that sense.
Yeah, you need good quality material to work with for it to be a success. So, I mean, you can put lipstick on a sow, but it's not going to last long unless you have some real content.
Yeah.
So, Mark, this is obviously the left field question. Will you tell people who say, you know what, I don't believe this stuff, they're just faking it on TV? It's just a TV show.
Change channel. Hey, if you're not into it, you know. Go watch wrestling.
Yeah, we want to watch something real. Or watch a political show if you want to talk about something.
Of course, it just occurred to me that wrestling isn't real either.
Well, we're in trouble now, folks.
Yeah, it is. People bet on it.
Well, that's real. That's real. People bet on wrestling, so we know that's real.
Yeah.
That's how it works. In our next few segments, we'll also be beginning to ask the questions that our listeners have.
Great.
So I don't know what they're going to say. You know, we just pick them up from our forums, and we ask them, unedited, except, of course, in case they use user-unfriendly words. We have to, of course, delete those. We ask them. And we'll have to see what you have to say about as we explore My Ghost Story from Biography Channel. The producer, Mark Phillips, is with us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.